The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share an extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Jessica Kelly, good morning.
Good morning, Jono.
You have got a very fancy looking Guga in front of you. It's a lot bigger than I expected, actually.
Yeah, so this is the Amazon Echo Show 5. And for those who've never seen one, it kind of looks like an iPhone that's lying on its side and has a big old speaker coming out of the back of it. It's quite neat.
An iPhone with a big backside.
Basically, yeah, like a Kim Kardashian type iPhone, if you will. I'm sure Amazon will be delighted with that as description. But the idea with this is it's the smart assistant with a screen on it. So as we mentioned earlier on in the programme, I'm a huge fan of Google Home. I have a Google Home in my living room and I chat to her pretty much every single day without fail. And I use her to turn on the TV, to turn on the lights, to set timers, to remind me of things, to do my shopping list. I'm like the classic millennial Egypt who just wants technology to help them. And I embrace it. So this is Amazon's equivalent of that. You sort of activate it by saying Alexa, and you can then give it directions. Again, just like the Google one, you can ask it to do a whole host of things, and the smarter your home is, the more you'll get from it. So again, you can pair it to your lights. If you have one of those fancy video doorbells, you can say, Alexa, is there someone at the door? And it'll show you. If you have security cameras around your home, it'll activate that. It is the future, whether you like it or not. I know that you don't like it.
Hold on. I'm just going to get up off my comfortable chair here, step into my little frame that helps me walk around as an old man and say, why do you need these things when you already have an existence? What benefit is there to this?
Okay, so the facetious way to answer that is, why did we need mobile phones when we had the landline and the fax machine? Like, the idea is the technology is moving. Voice control technology is absolutely going to be the future. And initially, when you embrace this type of technology in your home, you do feel like a bit of an Egypt because you're just kind of speaking out loud. And if the speaker doesn't hear you or if it mishears you, you can kind of feel, as I said, a bit of a fool. But the convenience of this type of technology is brilliant. As I say, when I go home from work now this afternoon, I'll have about 20 bags off hanging off me because that's just the type of person I am. And instead of having to put them down and turn the lights on, I can just tell my Google Home to turn on my lights. I can tell it to, you know, set a timer for 10 minutes when I'm making my dinner, whatever it is. The convenience of it is just...
Tickety-boo, right? But the problem is you're allowing a company into your home that's able to listen to you. And I remember when that smart televisions first came out, and I can't remember which brand it was, people were absolutely up in arms at the idea that somebody somewhere might be listening to their private conversations. Jess, we all live interesting lives, but I mean, why would you want somebody listening to a private conversation you're having with someone in your house when they've no right to listen to somebody?
This is the scary thing. And I think what's important for anyone who is going to bring one of these devices, well, there's a few different lines to this. Firstly, I would say if you have a smartphone in your home, you've already got a mic that can be activated in your home. A lot of Android devices now have the Google Assistant built in. So if you say, hey, Google, as I say it there now, my phone's just lit up there. So our phones are already doing a large element of that. The idea with these devices is, as I said, to bring the next level. Amazon came out, I think it was 2 months ago, and they said that humans are actually listening to our conversations on these Amazon Echo devices. They're not listening to full conversations. However, elements of conversations that people are having with their smart devices get sent up to a cloud, and a human being listens and transcribes and just checks the accuracy rate of the artificial intelligence within it to ensure that if you say, you know, I don't know, what colour is corn, that it's picking you up correctly and not completely, you know, giving you an alternative answer to what you're looking for.
But what I don't like about this new Alexa is there's a camera on it. So does that mean that when you're having that conversation, they're now going to be able to look at you?
It's an important point. You don't have to utilise the camera. However, if you are getting this type of device, it is probably because you want to use the camera. So you can ask it, for example, you know, how do I make an omelette? And a little video will pop up showing you how to make an omelette. The reason that's there is that...
Why does it need to see you? That's my point.
Well, because there's the other element, and it's kind of like Marty McFly in Back from the Future, in that we're all going to be video
back
calling...
Back to the Future, get it right.
Nerd. It's the shop that's Back from the Future. Back to the Future. The idea is that you can then video call people. And, you know, sure, like, you know yourself, when we're having the chats, when you're in Republic of Work in Cork and we're here in Marconi House, we can video call you. That is the future. It's all about voice control technology, the video conferencing, making anywhere in the world feel like a meeting room, all that shenanigans. And the idea is in a few years' time, when if everyone in your family has one of these Amazon Echo Show devices in their home, you can just say, "Hey Alexa, call Jonathan," and it'll call you, and I'll be able to chat to you in video format, and that's it.
That's fine. That's a good idea. And they've got very fancy meeting rooms just behind me here in the Republic of Work, where they've got Alexa in the latest forms of Alexa, and that's great if you're in a work environment.
Yep.
I'm just kind of alarmed that people are going to have this in their one bedroom apartment, and that somehow, you know, your mother rings you, and there you are walking around in the nude or doing something worse, and the video comes on, and she gets the fright of her life.
That is a genuine possibility. And if it hasn't happened already, I'd say we're milliseconds away from it happening. Because we all know, like I know myself, I have voice activated or voice called people by accident. So if I'm talking about Jonathan, I could be saying, you know, Google, blah, 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 Jonathan, and it'll call you. So again, it's absolutely a possibility. What I would say to anyone who's contemplating bringing one of these devices into their home, they are very handy. However, you need to be aware of the privacy concerns. There is no point at all buying one, bringing it into the home, embracing it, and then having a whine when something goes awry. So you need to do your research.
Yeah, let's go back to the topic we started this program with, which is cyber stalking and cyberbullying. And one of the emerging trends is following people around, i.e. you can track somebody, be it a partner or a former partner, on their mobile phone. You can stalk them in that regard. This is kind of the stalker's biggest tool, if they're going to have the opportunity to turn on a camera surreptitiously in someone's home and monitor what they're doing and possibly record it.
I mean, absolutely.
That's the equivalent of the weird guy at the window.
There's an element of that. But again, Jonathan, if you have a smartphone or if you have a laptop or a webcam, that fear factor, that possibility is already there. Is this another camera device that can be enabled? Absolutely. But is it the only camera that we have in our home? No, it's not. So I think absolutely we need to be wise to it. I think we need to be very cautious of cybersecurity. You know, people like Ronan Murphy, we've had him on this program a few times. That's not the last conversation we're going to be having with people like that, because the issues around cybersecurity, cyber safety and all that sort of stuff are only going to increase over time. And I do think that we need to be very mindful of it.
Some questions that have come in non-Alexa related, right? You'd be delighted to hear. Sinead says, "I have an iPhone 6S, which I'm very happy with, but it is dying. Option to get another iPhone 6S or Samsung A50 or A70. Is it hassle to move to Samsung from the iPhone? I'm not very phone savvy and lazy." Well, it's probably the battery is giving her trouble rather than the phone, I'm guessing.
Yes, indeed. And we know that there were a number of issues with the iPhone 6S. I had a company on the show a few weeks ago, on Tech Talk a few weeks ago, and they had refurbished iPhone for a fraction of the cost. So if you want to stick with iPhone, you can look for mintplus.ie. The Samsung A70 is great. I had a look at it there over the weekend and it's a brilliant phone. It's not a hassle to move from iPhone to Android anymore. When you turn on the new device...
Why would you want? But the iPhone's such a lovely piece of technology. I mean, you could get an iPhone 7. I think they're free on certain contracts.
You're such an Apple fanboy, aren't you, really?
It's completely...
Absolutely.
I can't imagine why anyone would want anything other than an Apple device.
You're Mr. Apple. Look, absolutely, the iPhone devices are beautiful. If that's what you know and you want to stick to what you know, then check that out. You can get, as you said, really good deals on iPhone 7, iPhone 8 at the moment on the different networks, or look for refurbished devices. But you've plenty of options.
Text from Willie. "Good morning, Willie. I'm looking for a 14-inch laptop for my daughter in college. Any deals out there?"
Yes, indeed. So many deals out there. And they're all pushing their back to school, back to college offers as of last weekend, I think, or the bank holiday weekend. So there are so many deals out there. What I would say to you is you have a 14-inch laptop mentioned in your text. Find out, does she need any particular software for her college course? You know, if you're doing architecture or something like that, very often you have to have certain programs, and that'll then dictate the specifications for the laptop. If, however, she doesn't need it, she's just using Word-based programs, look at things like the HP Chromebooks. They're great. Acer and Asus are also brilliant brands, and I'm a big fan of Lenovo as well. So have a look around. The things to look out for are performance and then the amount of RAM. I wouldn't buy a laptop with less than 4 gigs of RAM. If your budget can stretch to it, 8 gigs of RAM would be ideal.
Okay, listener says, I've just cancelled Sky. What's the best free-to-air box? I watch British and Irish channels and others like Netflix would be handy. If I don't want wires, does the TV have to have Wi-Fi? Now, that's the problem, is the Sky bundle everything into certain technology that they have, that people kind of panic when they don't have it.
Yeah.
But if you've got a Sky dish and it's already coming in, that means you should be able to pick up a dual combi box or something like that, a relatively low cost. It'll give you Irish and the free-to-air UK channels.
Exactly it, yeah. So I think in DID, I was looking for my dad the other day and they have one of those combi boxes that I think are €129. But you know what I do? Because I would be of similar opinion in that I just watch UK and Irish channels and I have Netflix. So I have a smart TV that has Netflix built into it, but I also have my Chromecast. And then I use Now TV. So Now TV, I've raved about this before on this programme.
He's not a fan of Sky. He's cancelled the subscription. Don't give him another one.
Well, no, listen to me now. Let's all take a deep breath. It's a tenner a month. And for that, then you get your basic channels and you can cancel at any time. You're not getting into a big rolling contract. And for a tenner a month, you can't go wrong. Now, the thing to just be careful, and you mentioned there that you've cancelled your Sky subscription, but you just don't want to get bundled into another big contract in any way, shape or form. So the combi box, I think, is around €129. Once you buy that, then you've bought it. However, if you go down the Now TV route, which is what I've done, and I have Netflix and YouTube Premium, those subscriptions can all add up, I suppose. But for a tenner a month, I'm a huge fan of Now TV.
Okay, Jess Kelly, thank you very much indeed. Tech Talk is on.
It's actually moving. This is a new story here for you now.
This is why I always ask, when is it on?
It's going to go to the new and improved time of 5 p.m. on Saturday. So directly after Off the Ball and before screen time. So from 5 to 6 p.m. on Saturday is the new home of Tech Talk.
Very good. Jess Kelly, thank you very much indeed.